AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, says state lawmakers have turned their work into action.
And that action is that the Confederate flag is coming off the grounds of the South Carolina State House.
The governor signed a bill removing the flag. There will be a formal ceremony tomorrow morning. As a result, the NAACP will introduce an emergency resolution in its national convention this weekend to lift its 15-year economic boycott of South Carolina. On Capitol Hill, the House sidestepped a measure dealing with the Confederate flag. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi offered a privileged resolution that any state flag that includes the Confederate battle flag be removed from the Capitol. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the issue should be referred to the House Administration Committee.
This resolution raises a number of important questions.
It was approved on a party-line vote that Pelosi labeled a delaying tactic.
Let's not wait one more minute to take down that flag.
A spokesman for the speaker accused Pelosi of a cheap political stunt, noting the speaker had called for talks on the issue. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The government is raising the number of government workers who are affected by a big data breach.
Sensitive information, including the Social Security numbers of 21.5 million individuals, was stolen from the background investigation databases.
That's Director Catherine Archuleta with the Office of Personnel Management, who said more than 19 million who applied for background investigations had their information compromised. Former NFL defensive tackle Ray McDonald is due in court in San Francisco. He's accused of assaulting his ex-fiancée while he was holding their two-month-old child. Greece met a deadline and made a series of proposals to try to hold off a financial collapse. Hopes of a deal gave Wall Street a boost. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 33 points. This is AP Radio News. Despite pressure from the Republican Party, Donald Trump's presidential campaign insists he would not back off on portraying Mexican immigrants as criminals. There was a protest at Trump's hotel project in Washington, D.C. This is Maryland State Delegate Jocelyn Pena.
We matter. We count. We need to hit him where it hits the most, where it hurts the most, in his pocket. And the Republican Party needs to ask him to step down because he is disgraceful.
On Capitol Hill, the nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Joseph Dunford, says the country's greatest security threat is Russia, and it makes sense to protect Ukraine with lethal arms.
It's reasonable that we provide that support to the Ukrainians, and frankly, without that kind of support, then they're not going to be able to protect themselves against Russian aggression.
Dunford told the Senate Armed Services Committee today Russia's actions are nothing short of alarming. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.